What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, good morning, folks. June 30th, last day of this month. Hope you had a great weekend. It looked like the boat races went off without a hitch, and congratulations to everyone out there that participated there. And then also we had the cook-off, right? The Louisiana Seafood at the 18th Annual Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off. And congratulations to Chef Carlos Knott of the Cajun Saucer in Arnoldville is the 2025 King of Louisiana Seafood, beating 11 other chefs to win the 18th Annual Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off presented by the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board, something that you heard Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser talk a lot about. And the first duty for the King of the Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off, Chef Knott, is to prepare to represent the state in the 21st Annual Great American Seafood Cook-Off in New Orleans on Saturday, August 2nd. And Chef Knott will serve as Louisiana Ambassador for Seafood for the next year, promoting all the great dishes in our state to help the promotion campaign of Feed Your Soul. And congratulations to all of the competitors as well in the 2025 Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off. Very proud of you, proud of our seafood, proud of our culture, the authenticity of our seafood as well. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to visit with Guy Williams, President of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We do every Monday at noon. And we talk about a lot of different things, folks. We cover a lot of topics, both internationally, nationally, local. We're going to talk about the New York mayor's race. It's actually causing bank stocks to fall. We'll find out why. There's a crime ring active in ATM skimming in Louisiana. Romanians pulling this off. We'll get an update there. What is a stable coin and why does everyone want to issue them? And we'll talk about student loan debt beginning to hurt credit scores. We'll also talk about the state of the market, what's happening, how strong is the economy, where do we see any weaknesses. Walter Donnie Moon joins us. Donnie's an agent with the LSU Ag Center based in Wynn Parish. A Natchitoches paper mill closed and left Louisiana's forest industry kind of in a lurch. We'll talk about the future of that industry. We'll talk about what implications the shutdown of this paper mill will have in the short term as well as in the long term. At 11:10, Dr. Michael Maddox joins us. Aquablation, we're going to be talking about. What is it? We'll talk about this new technology that was brought to the state of Louisiana by Ochsner back in 2023. Many people still don't know about it. and what is it used for? So if you're interested in this, Dr. Michael Maddox, one of the uses is dealing with enlarged prostate and the prostate treatment. We'll talk about that. There's a lot else going on, obviously. We know that the great big beautiful bill is being debated, going through some of the technical requirements. Democrats required every provision to be read over the weekend, buying time, the self-imposed timeline of July the 4th. There's nothing that they would like more than to make sure that this bill doesn't pass before the July 4th so that they can talk about how, you know, the president made another promise and he wasn't able to fulfill the promise, yada, 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 yada. You know, it's all about the wins and the loss columns. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's just about, you know, stacking up little notches in the belt so that we can try to embarrass one side or the other. It's really a joke. You know, I was just reading a report about the Congressional Budget Office and how they miss the mark so often. You wonder why. We got these convoluted bills that are introduced, including this one. This has so much stuff in it, it's absolutely ridiculous. Half the people in Congress don't even know what they're voting on. I mean, it's truthful. I mean, you know, it's just a joke. I don't know about you, but I am getting increasingly sick and tired of the approach here in this country, the misleading, the smoke screens, the this, the that, trying to be all things to all people. We don't have enough money to go around to address all the issues that these people are dreaming up that we need to provide for in this country. Economies around the world are imperfect. And the countries that are the most successful are the ones that set the priorities and make sure there's adequate funding for the priorities before they go anyplace else. They do that because they understand that there are limited assets and resources. And that the public is only going to be willing to pay so much. And when we reach that point, as we are at a crossroads in this country where we begin to take drastic measures. So we unelect a whole lot of people. We get rid of institutional knowledge. We bring in new blood, not have an understanding that a freshman legislator in the U.S. Congress has no chance of passing a bill. The chance is slim and none, and slim just walked out of the door. It's a seniority-based system. It's a system based to perpetuate the party. And I'm just completely amused when these folks run for Congress and they say that they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to do that. They're not doing anything unless somebody else allows them to do it, or they can tickle the fancy intellectually of someone that they've got some novel idea that maybe they want to buy into. But that's rare that happens. To even get a hearing in a committee, in a subcommittee, much less a full-on committee on in any topic area, is increasingly difficult to accomplish because you have to become beholden to those with seniority. So the moment you've stepped foot in Congress, if you want to be able to go back and brag about anything that you have done in Congress, you have to go ride the coattails of somebody else. In other words, you have to compromise. You have to compromise your ideologies. You got to compromise a whole bunch of things in order to get and move some piece of legislation through. It's an absolute joke. Most people don't even realize or recognize that that's how this works. And that's how it will always work. Because it's all about saving the Democrats and the Republicans. They know it, just that most of us don't recognize it or realize it. It's not about us, it's about them. It's about their future. It's about them being able to reap the benefits of insider trading and investing leaving here, going to Congress with a net worth of about $1.5 million, and 4 years later they have a net worth of $10 million. What? How does that work? How could we allow this to happen? A lot of chatter, a lot of rhetoric, a lot of dialogue about whether or not we should allow these people to invest in the stock market. We've got these exotic schemes that we set up. We're really good at that in D.C., by the way. Pretty good at it at the state level as well. You know, that we set up as though to create like the Chinese wall, that we don't know anything that's going on. And then when you ask questions, well, I don't know, I got a guy who's got a guy who's got a guy that handles that. Does anybody even believe that bullshit? Anyone? Does anyone out there believe that? I don't. Because the one thing I know for sure, they certainly know that they have the capacity to spend that money and enrich themselves with the purchase of luxury cars, luxury boats, luxury homes, second homes, trips overseas. Right? Is there just a pot of gold that happens? There's a rainbow for every member of Congress? Don't tell me they don't know what's actually going on with their investments. Don't tell me that they hold each and every little snippet of information that they could take advantage of and leverage, and they put it away in a part of their brain that they're unable to recall, recollect, or are able to articulate it to anyone, especially in the investment community, right? That's what they're asking you to believe. We know better, especially those that outperform the market, outperform the rock stars of the investment community year in and year out. You believe in that coincidence? I don't. It's amazing. You've heard me talk about going to a part-time Congress. It needs to happen sooner rather than later. We don't need these people up in D.C. dreaming of things to go get themselves involved in. Right? There's very few things that have such exigency that we need a full-time Congress up there all the time, dreaming of this, dreaming of that, trying to perpetuate the livelihood of each individual party, go out there and accumulate millions upon millions upon millions of dollars in donations, dark money, here, there, trying to influence the public's thought process on things, never giving us enough information for us to really make the decision on for ourselves, right? Harkening back to Nancy Pelosi, we'll read the bill after we pass it. It would be nice, really, to think about this. This would be comical, though. You know, when you were in school, you used to get a pop quiz, right? Wouldn't it be nice to pop quiz members of Congress on a particular piece of legislation that is trying to resolve an exponential threat? You know, that existential threat, right? Don't you love that word, existential? The world's coming to an end, that threat. And we get to do a pop quiz for Congress. They each go in a little room. We throw down the pop quiz about the bill. What do you think the pass rate would be on this? I don't believe that half the Republicans that are voting for this great, big, beautiful bill know what the hell's in it. I was looking at and doing some research over the weekend. I found a website over what's in the bill, and it's like, I've been listening to this conversation for 3 weeks, and I haven't heard any of this as it relates to this bill. None of it. And, you know, it goes on for pages and pages and pages and billions upon billions of dollars as it impacts all kinds of different things. Right. The only thing we've heard about is like what the salt cap. They're going to increase it from 10 to 40,000 for income below 500,000. The most recent version of this in the Senate. Who knows where that is? It has an impact of $787 billion. They talk about how all of these tax cuts that are proposed, and the Democrats are the ones wanting this because they're the ones that have the high state and local taxes, where they allow them to write it off their federal income taxes. Think about that. They get to write $40,000. Those that live in high tax states, they get to write $40,000 if this bill passes. Used to be unlimited, by the way, before Trump did his bill in 2017 and capped it at 10. And then everybody started to cry uncle. Because then the locals were getting pushback on state and local taxes and the increases because they couldn't write it off their federal income taxes anymore. Now, don't you love how this works? We allow high tax states and the people that live in high tax states to write off their state and local taxes, off their federal income taxes. So if you happen to live in a state that is not a high tax state, that might be doing the right thing, setting the right priorities, funding them, you get penalized. You're still paying taxes. You're just not paying as much as you maybe once did or if you lived in one of these high tax states. So everybody is freaking out because, you know, like this guy that's won a Democratic primary in New York, he wants to raise, for those that make over $1 million, another 2% in taxes on income. No big deal. I mean, everybody said, well, if you make $1 million, what's another 2%? That's no big deal, right? Well, they're already paying 53% in federal, state, and local taxes. What's 55? Well, let's just make it 60. And then if you're living in those states that you're paying somewhere between 13, 14, 15, and 23% income tax or, you know, additional taxes, we'll just write it off our federal income taxes. So we hear about things like that because that's important to others. But we're not hearing about a whole lot of other provisions here in this bill that are pretty significant, right? And you wonder why. They don't really want you to know, right? Extending the alternative minimum tax repeal for taxpayers with income below $1 million. That's a negative impact of $1.3 billion. Extend and expand the Standard Deduction Act. And that's actually a good thing for us because that standard deduction is offsets in the low tax state what the SALT is doing for the big tax states. They, you know, the child tax credit, that's going away over the next couple of years. Hadn't heard a whole lot about that at all, right? Limit value of itemized deductions. Hadn't heard a lot about that either. That's a $41 billion bogey to the federal government. Extending other deduction changes and P's repeal. It's another $47 billion to the benefit of the federal government, taking these options away from taxpayers. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about a whole bunch of issues. There are some good things here, too. No tax on tips through 2028. No tax on overtime through 2028. Higher senior standard tax deduction through 2028. No tax on car loans through 2028. But we don't get the complete and total picture as it should be revealed for us. And I'm sure most of these other folks don't even understand that that is, in fact, the case either. lot of money being spent on Homeland Security. Obviously, it's something that a lot of us were in favor of. But about 15 or 16 pages of a list, just itemized list, billion after billion after billion after billion and billion and billion and billions of dollars. And you know, as I said before, that no one really knows. In fact, when it comes to Medicaid cuts, which is one of the big issues, I was one of the first people many, many months ago to say, this is going to be a big issue. And it's still an issue that has not completely and totally revealed itself. We're still not sure exactly where we are. I warn folks that because of the increases during COVID and the federal government, in an attempt to make up for the losses that the healthcare delivery system was having across this country, they did the right thing. But what was going to happen, and everyone knew it, is that the healthcare delivery system would never be able to wean itself off of those additional dollars. They have become incredibly, totally reliant on it. They utilized it for capital assets, capital growth, increasing their reach, increasing their system. And now that the issues come up, everybody's crying uncle. Medicaid has grown 50% in the last 5 years. And those numbers are not shrinking. The bill, allegedly, is going to limit the growth of Medicaid to 6% for the next 2% and 4% for the years after that. But this is one of those programs that eats up a lot of money. And if you don't get it under control and we don't figure out what we're doing with provider tax, these exotic financing schemes that exist out there and everything else, and look at pharmacy costs, the whole nine yards in its totality, in the whole, we'll never know where we're going to be and where we're headed, and we'll never get our hands around this particular issue. This is a classic issue right here that one whole congressional session should be dedicated to health care delivery in this country and compelling these people in D.C. to do up or down votes on single issue items so we know exactly what, where, how, and when these policies are developed, who the beneficiaries truly are, and what is the cost. Because right now, if I read five different periodicals, I would have five different representations of what was going to go on in this bill in Medicaid. And that is truly a sad reality. We'll be right back. Would love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, shades, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, folks. Let's go to the talk lines, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. The Lobbyist is up. Lobbyist, what say you?
Mr. Norman, I was curious to know, have you done any research on how many former congressmen are presently, I would say, lobbyists or affiliated with a lobbying firm?
There's quite a few. I don't know how many. I've never put a number on it. Have you?
No, I haven't, but it's curious. I'm just wondering, because you look at Livingston, he is. Vitter, he is. Jindal, he is. Mitch Landrieu, he is. Mary Landrieu, she is. And you can go on, bro. I mean, you can go on and on and on. It seems like that being in Congress is a prerequisite for being a lobbyist or affiliated with a lobbyist. Is it what we call secondhand payback, maybe?
Well, I've spoken about this issue many times, but just to correct the record, Mitch was not in Congress. But I think members of Congress, that there should be a 10-year period of time that they cannot lobby Congress on any issue. The period of time, I believe, right now is 2 years, might be three. It needs to be 10. You need to be out of the game, I think, longer. Before you go back in and you start, you know, lobbying the body that you were elected to and representing the public. The same thing with public employees. I don't believe that public employees should be able to go in and lobby bodies for certain things. In Louisiana, it's 2 years. There's been a move to kind of reduce that amount. I don't know why. I don't know why there should be an accommodation for folks that if you earn money at the public dole, that your only value at that point in time is, you know, influencing the public dole. I think it's crazy. It's got an inherent conflict. And we have, meaning the public, the general public, has the ability to eliminate it. I know I'm going to piss a lot of my friends off, but I've always felt that way. I've always felt that there should be a longer separation before you're able to go in and do certain things like that. Because I don't think it inures to the public's benefit at all, in the least bit. The public is the one that can do something about it.
Yes. I did make a mistake. I also mentioned Mr. Jindal. He mm-hmm. ran, but I don't think he was elected to Congress. But he was.
Yeah,
the
governor. He served in Congress.
Oh, he did? Dang,
yes, he served as a U.S. He served as a U.S. congressman in District 1.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I just hope things will change. But as you said, what was it? The Europeans have where you have one bill and you vote on that bill, and you go to the next one and you vote on that one bill and nothing else, no amendments. That would be great for the United States.
But again, these rules are what's in the interest of the taxpayers. It's what's in the interest of the politics of these individuals that are in the Republican and the Democratic Party, where they can basically hide behind a bill, yep. and then they can cherry pick all kinds of reasons why they were against the bill, and so forth and so on. And, you know, these amendments are put in these bills to provide cover for certain folks in certain regions of the country so that they don't get beat up politically and they can get reelected and the balance of the power in Congress can remain as static as possible and not dynamic if you're on the winning side of that issue, if you hold more seats than the other. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure all of this out. And, you know, so when people, especially these folks, stand up before me and tell me about how wonderful the job that they're doing for the benefit of the taxpaying public, I don't believe a word they're saying, because I know otherwise. Now, there are some bills that are well-intentioned and are well thought out. They're few and far between. There are some, you know, and unfortunately, this infection, and that's what it is, that we have in this country is now spreading to the courts. It's spreading to the Supreme Court. We now have a lot of name calling, even on the Supreme Court now, you know, where we're trying to reach desired outcomes as opposed to evaluating whether or not there is a constitutional abuse or a violation of the law. And we want to get to outcomes. And we're basically have become advocates. And the whole system is becoming so bastardized today, it doesn't resemble anything of 20 or 30 years ago. And we're in dangerous territory. And they're all to blame. I know there are those that say, Trump this, Trump that. Look, anytime you have an aggressive elected official, and they have them everywhere. I mean, think of AOC. I put AOC... aggression any day to match Trump's, and what you're going to have is the same issues that rise to the forefront that need to be dealt with, that are walking the line of the constitutionality of stuff. It's interesting to me, you know, how the Supreme Court most recently characterized a lot of what Donald Trump has done, never mentioning that under O'Biden he just created DACA. DACA wasn't created by Congress. DACA just became an executive creation. The executive doesn't have that authority to create a class of people under the immigration laws of this country and give them certain protections. The president doesn't have that authority. And now we treat them as though they are protected by the Constitution. There's nowhere in the Constitution where this exists. He just created this class of people. You don't hear Democrats talking about that. Had Trump done what Obama did there, they would be screaming from the high heavens. But they don't. Because as long as it matches your ideology. Elena Kagan, for example, just a couple of years ago, on a speaking tour, criticized these national injunctions. How can this low-level court stand in the way of the Biden administration? Well, good question, Elena. Beautiful question. Then why did you vote with the minority on Casa v. Trump relative to these injunctions? Why? Because they're looking for an outcome. Now they're on the losing end of this. Now there's not a Democratic president. She has yet to square up with the public as to how she flipped a 180 on this issue. If it was bad under the Biden administration, why wouldn't it be bad under the Trump administration? This is the craziness that we're living in right now, and no one really seems to want to deal with it. And it's great. It's getting crazier by the day. Congress, as many folks have texted in, abdicating their responsibility for decades has led to this, right? One of the reasons, an up or down bill, these folks would be apoplectic if they had to live in that space. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. Not at all. Got people that are saying, stop whining. Look, if you're happy where we are, you can call this whining all you want. All I'm trying to point out is you, me, and others collectively, allegedly, we hold the power. I don't see it. Because we've allowed both parties to walk all over us. Got to get to a break. Give us a call, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You know, it's funny. I never quite understand folks and where they come from. So I get this text. Harry Lee was a Democrat. Never forget. It's like, what does that mean, and why is that pertinent to this conversation that we're having today? Is it his influence on me? Well, in 1995, when he was running for governor, he actually endorsed me, a Republican, to take his place as sheriff. He was also a Democrat that endorsed Mike Foster. And let us not forget, he delivered the sheriff's endorsement of Bobby Jindal before qualifying was even closed. As a Democrat, he supported many in Congress who were Republicans. As a Democrat, because he, like I, always believed in voting for the person, not the party. I did that long before I ever worked for Harry Lee. So it was something that was not foreign to me as a Democrat or as a Republican. And it wasn't foreign to him either. So if that's what you mean, and I'm all with you, let us never forget that Harry Lee walked across the aisle many, many, many times. When he went to China the first time as a Democrat, right, with Hale Boggs, the president at that time was a Republican. Interesting. He had every bit as many Republican friends, one being Gerald Ford, just to mention a few, who I had the opportunity to meet, that thought the world of him as a Democrat. So, yes, let us not ever, ever forget that Harry Lee was a Democrat. And that Newell Norman was a Republican who stepped across the aisle many times when there were folks that were better served, better suited, no matter what the letter was behind their name, for the best interests of the state, the parish, municipality, or otherwise. So if that's the reason that you sent in the text, I'm all with you. We'll be right back. I want to thank folks for a couple of texts. More importantly, let us not forget that Harry Lee and Newell Norman are also critical thinkers. Not found much in politics today. Appreciate that observation. The folk, whoever sent that text in qualified what they were talking about. My point actually is in this current environment is that not all Democrats are bad people. Well, I've never said that they were. I suspect, however, that Harry Lee regretted his endorsement of Bobby Jindal. He might have in the end. One of the worst governors in Louisiana history. I can only speak for myself. I have been on the record for a long time that I would agree with you. I think Bobby Jindal was one of the worst governors in the history of the state of Louisiana. He had me totally bamboozled. And when I was elected sheriff, we parted ways. And it was not pretty. And I just simply said to the governor and his associates, there's nothing I can do for you, and there's nothing that you can do for me. So let's just call it a day and move on and forget about these conversations and about trying to heal this relationship up, because what I've seen you do, I just don't actually believe in, not by any stretch of the imagination. And that's pretty much how my approach has always been. You'll always know where you stand with me, for sure. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Dr. Michael Maddox from Ochsner Health, and we'll talk about aquablation, and then we'll visit with the Louisiana Ag Center about the paper mill that closed in Natchitoches and what that means.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.